I'm Colleen Black, and welcome to our very first podcast. I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Realty here in the Birmingham, Alabama area, and specialize in Shelby County. We plan on doing podcasts regularly so that you can stay up to date on what's happening here in the Birmingham real estate market. Looking at the news headlines, anything to do with the real estate nowadays seems to be the bubble is bursting. You know, I'm seeing this everywhere, and I think people are starting to react to it, when in fact what I believe is happening is that some of the very, very exaggerated markets, like the condos on the coasts and the flipping that we saw going on, pre-construction flipping especially, I think that is really what is starting to change and level out a little bit. And in my opinion, that's a very good thing. It was an unrealistic environment to keep seeing these properties escalate in value even before they're built and people switching them. And I kept thinking the entire time that that was happening, where are all the people that are buying these properties, and why are they paying these exorbitant amounts of money for them when, you know, they don't even yet exist? So that was always kind of a question in my mind. What I'm seeing here in our local market in the Birmingham, Alabama area is a real healthy environment. It's not crazy. Things aren't selling to where you can't even keep up with what's going on. But still, in my opinion, we have a very good market and things are moving along quite well. And with the high interest rates that are up to 6.5 or 6.75, depending on which day you're talking about, or what we've seen recently in the 6% range at any rate, those are still really low interest rates. If you look over interest rates historically, 6% is still a very good interest rate. When you get interest rates in the 5% range, that was abnormally low. And I think that people are starting to feel a little bit afraid to buy, when in fact now is still a very, very good time. And sometimes the media affects what we're feeling. And when we're looking at these real estate markets that are starting to get a little bit more back to what I consider normal, I think that's just a good thing to see happen. And now we can have a little bit more stability in what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis. But as far as normal residential sales, that's what, you know, what I specialize in and what we're most concerned with in this area. You know, not coastal properties or vacation properties quite as much. Things are looking very, very well. I'm talking with Wendy Chafin today of Foundation Mortgage, and I have a couple of questions for Wendy. What are rates like, and where do you see them headed?
Interest rates were good. We had bonds were up 9/32nds, so it put our 30-year fixed on a conforming loan at 6.5. As far as my forecast for the next month, I imagine that we'll stay in the same market. And there's no way to know, of course, but we've been rippling in the same direction, meaning that the bonds adjust daily, forces us to be up and down on a daily market. But usually on a Wednesday or a Thursday, when people stop spending money, we're in a better position. So I feel like we'll be fine. As long as we don't go to war or anything, I think we'll be all right.
Okay, well, that sounds like you're looking into a crystal ball pretty well then.
I sometimes think my ball has a crack in it.
So right now, what are you seeing? Are you seeing more first-time home buyers out there right now, or is it pretty much a good mix? What are you seeing there right now?
I'll give you exactly what my scale is for this month.
Okay.
I have 9 closings this month, and out of the 9, 4 of those are first-time home buyers.
Great.
The remaining 5 are seasoned home buyers.
Okay, so things are moving along pretty well then.
It's about half and half.
I'm curious, of the first-time home buyers, what's the most common or sought-after type of loan right now?
Right now, Flex 100, one-piece mortgage conventional. Most times they pick lender-paid mortgage insurance so that they don't have PMI. They take a little bit of a bump to the rate, but it's a better tax write-off. So into their eyes, in which I agree, it's a better program.
How much of a bump on rate do they normally
have? On a Flex 100 rates on those, even though, you know, like I told you a moment ago, 6.5 was a conventional mortgage today. That's a conforming for a 5% down purchase. But on a Flex 100, the rates on those were 6.875 today. If you take a Flex 100 and you have a lender paid, you're looking at 7.125, which if you look at the payment, where if you take 6.875 and you add mortgage insurance to that, you're going to look at about a $50 to $75 more on a $100,000 mortgage in payment than if you took lender paid monthly at 7.125. So your payment, $100,000, for example, okay? $1,000 a month with mortgage insurance or a $950 payment with lender pay taking a higher rate.
If someone is thinking about, and especially a first-time home buyer, they're thinking about buying a home, what is the first thing they need to do?
Get pre-approved.
Okay. Well, that makes good sense to me, too. And thank you so much for all the great information.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That was Wendy Chafin with Foundation Mortgage.
If you have any other questions regarding lending or mortgage loans, you can reach Wendy at area code 205-682-3218. I'm sure she'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. We'd like to thank you for listening in today for our very first podcast. It's been an exciting time for me. And remember, things are constantly changing, and we try to keep up every day with our website and the latest technology. So please feel free to look at calloncolleen.com, and you can reach me by telephone at area code 205-356-5412. If you have any questions at all regarding real estate, and I hope you join us for our next podcast. Thank you, and see you next time.